know. It's the same old stuff, on and off, on and off, on and off, and somehow we all put up with it because we got to. Nothing else we could do about it. Yeah, Les was the first one in here this morning. He called in very early, and of course, you're getting here late today. You missed him. You missed him, but that's okay. He's here now, and I hope the signal is still okay. We got to be careful with Les because he's inside of a home, and he has the antenna inside the room there, and it sounded good when he called in, so I hope you're going to be able to hear him. Les is the wise man. Wise man from Berwick, Pennsylvania, retired from the Wise Potato Chip Company years ago, and I always call him the wise man. Okay, back to you, Jerry. Thanks for letting me in here this morning. Good net going. You're doing a nice job. N3AR.
N3AR. This is W3GHO. Okay, you think of wise men when they have the Christmas story. But wise potato chips, I worked for a potato chip, me too. I don't know if you knew that or not, Ron. It was the Troyer and Dandee potato chips. That's the 18-wheeler that I drove to deliver to the warehouses for them. And so I had all the chips I could eat. But after a while, you get tired of them. You don't even want to eat any of them. But that's not bad. And so wise, I've ate their chips before, too. So we'll be calling the wise man in a little bit. And if the antenna is on the inside and doing the job, I'm sorry I missed him on the beginning of the net. But I was doing something else, and I looked up, and 1 minute after, wow, I got to get going with the net. I was up by the crack of 8:30, so I had plenty of time to get things going here, but kind of slowed down a little bit, fixed the fire, fed the cat, and so forth. All right, Ron.
Okay, on the rain that you're having.
And that'll put water in your well. I don't know if you have city water in the town that doesn't exist there in Douglasville, or whether you have a well. But we have a 130-foot well here, and it's served us well for the last 45 years since we built the house here on the pavement, got out of the mud. Back to you later, Ron.
All right. Before we go to W3LQS, that was our last five
at a time, we will go and see if we have any other check-ins for the 10th of February session of the old budget. Come now.
KB3OXJ.
All right, KB3OXJ. W3GHO. Good morning, Paul.
Have you on the list? Any others?
Okay, nothing hurt. Let's go to W3 Lima, Quebec, Sierra. Wise man. Get your hands over.
Les, it's your turn, LQS.
I'm going to need a relay.
Jerry?
Negative. I need a relay.
Okay. NIH came in here. He's near Les. He's a friend of Les also. And Les had the nurse came. The nurse came, so he's busy with the nurse. So he probably won't be able to get in here. Over.
Okay. Well, we might be able to give him a call later. And the nurse came. That's what usually, when I was in the hospital, I got a phone call. About the time I said hello and started the conversation, a nurse or the doctor would come in to attend to me, so I had to hang up, so I know how that works. But we hope to hear from him a little bit later. Thank you for the relay. All right, next on the list, W3, Juliet Alpha Hotel. I don't have a name. If you'll pass that along, your comments, all right?
Okay, this is Charlie, W3GHO. Here is W3JH. And again, the name that most folks use for me is Bear. I've had that nickname since I've been about 14 for some reason. Although being given is Jay, but as I say, most folks usually use there. And hopefully I'm managing to get through to you, because I know I had a little bit of fun checking in, and to appreciate the relays there to get back out to you. And we're in Chester County along the, on a hillside, as I always say, overlooking the East Branch of the Dewine Creek. And at this point, we're up to 42 when I came down here this morning at 20 after 5. We were at 39, and we're now up to 42. So we're going in the right direction, even though we are getting a very fine form of precipitation, very fine misting rain out there. So that's a good one. Did not watch the Oscars last night. Really didn't have a lot of interest in them from some of the things I've been reading. Probably saved myself an increase in blood pressure. Did watch, however, the motorsports events of yesterday. Tend to be into all forms of motorsports, and got to see that, although it was more of a demolition derby than a race down there in Daytona. Just in case we're not making it that well, I'll turn it back to you and see what happens for a second time around. W3JH.
Hi, W3JAH. This is W3GHO. Well, with my helper there, the web SDR, I got you 100% copy, and they go by Bear at 42 degrees. And from Chester County, I got that all down good, too. And another that did not watch the Oscars, I guess a lot of us in the same boat there. There's always something else going on. And I've got a question for you. Now, this is about the time of year when they have the motorcycle week down there at Daytona, and they have a motorcycle race, but it sounds like you're talking about a car race. Do you know when it's the motorcycle week is down there, over?
I am not really sure about motorcycle. I thought that was a couple weeks ago, but I am not really sure. No, I generally tend to watch four-wheel vehicles a little more. Of course, NASCAR I've been watching since it's been on television, and even before in person, to watch Formula One and IndyCar, so I made the trip up to Pocono quite a few times through the races there. But I wish I could help you on the motorcycles, but sorry I can't. W3JH.
Okay, Bear, that's okay. I thought maybe you followed the motorsports real close for you and know when that was going to be taking place. But I know it's sometime February or March, and they have a lot going on down there. And when I used to ride motorcycle, I thought, oh, it'd be nice to take mine down on a trailer and then ride down there and bring it back, but it never did. And now I don't have a motorcycle anymore after the last 5 years, so I'm running a four-wheeler with the top down. I get my fresh air that way. So I guess we all have our ways to do it. But a demolition derby, huh? Must have a lot of smash-ups, a lot of wrecks. And you see that 500 from down there is coming up. About another week? Yeah, next Sunday, I believe it is, that they're going to have that race down there. So there'll be another chance to watch a lot of action. Hopefully, if they do smash them up, they don't hurt anybody. They got a lot of safety stuff built into those cars anymore. And they really scoot around.
But if you, you put your boat in last, and when I need to go ashore, I'll get you and take me. He said, I've been watching it.
Smacking hot.
And they got to see it up close and personal.
But if there was a race going on, I'd have to empty my wallet, I guess, to get it. All right, Bear. Thanks for checking. And like I said, 100% copy on you. All right, next on the list, Kilo Charlie 3, November India Hotel. Good morning to you. You have the floor. Over.
Yes, good morning, there, Jerry. Thank you.
KC3NIH. This is W3GHO. You're right in the noise level. But I got your name there is Dave. And I'm glad you joined the Nesson Cave this morning, it is. And I hope that some of the other guys were able to copy there, too. But I'm glad that you're part of the net. And I'll be back to you on the 73 round. This is W3GHO. Let's go to N3 Tango Bravo at this time for comments. Over.
Yeah, W3GHO, N3TB. Good morning, Jerry, and all the other old buzzards. So not much to report from Frackville here. I'm glad you have the snow, Jerry, and not us. It's raining, and I think it's 36.3 right before I came down for the net. So it was started up last night, and I think it stayed around 36. So, and it doesn't look like much of a change from there. So, to the Oscars, I'd rather sit and look out the window and watch the squirrels in the trees instead of watching those squirrels on a stage. So, I wouldn't turn the TV on for them. But that's the way it is. Everybody has their choice. The nice thing about a TV is when you don't like it, you can push the off button. So, with that said, I'll give it back to you, Jerry. And W3GHO, N3TV.
All right, N3TV, W3GHO, 36 degrees and rain. Yeah, watch the squirrels. Well, they can be pretty entertaining also. They're pretty skilled at how to get into the bird feeder. You could do a lot of things to try to keep them out of the bird feeder, but they'll show you a nice acrobatics and a show how they get in there to get eat the bird feeder and the suet cake that I put out for them there. So I find to get them up and I let them have it. Because I can't do anything much about it. I've tried all the tricks to keep them out of it. So that and watching the grass grow, I guess that's some other pastime too. And that on and off switch, that serves a lot of purposes. When you got something you don't want to watch and nothing on the 250 channels on the cable or the dish network, why, you just throw the switch off and do something else. I'm glad you could join us today, and I'll be back to you on the 73 round. Okay, we got one more, and then we'll stand by for check-ins before we start the 73 round. KB3OXJ, good morning, Paul. I hope everything is well. 7 miles of drought run today. It's probably a little wet like everywhere else, over.
W3GHO and the old buzzard, KB3OXJ. Yeah, thank you, Jerry. Yeah, it's wet up here. We had about an inch of snow overnight, and this morning it was raining. It started raining, and I quit for now, but it's supposed to start again, and everything wet and sloppy outside. Don't have much going on today here. So hanging out here at the cabin, keeping the fire going, and that's the main project of the day. And I have a switch, an on-off switch on my phone line. If I'm on doing something here, like on a net control or on the radio, I don't want to interrupt it. I just switch this little switch, and it shuts my phone line off to my main base phone here, and it won't ring. And it works good. And I think all I have to do is remember to turn it back on. But sometimes I just leave it off. I don't want the phone to be ringing. I just shut the thing off, and if anybody needs me that bad, they can email me or something. But it works good. And not a whole lot going on here today. Pretty quiet up here on the hill. The school bus went by. They were on a 2-hour delay. And I got to get my grandkids off the school bus here at 4 o'clock and watch them for a couple hours till my daughter gets home. She teaches at Penn College in Williamsport. She has a class she teaches till 6:30 on a couple nights a week here for the rest of this month, I think. So that's my main activity for the day here, just staying up on the mountain, keeping the fire going. So thanks for being there, Jerry, and I'll be listening along until the 73 round. W3GHO. Oh, no one had mentioned too. Bike week. That's March 6th to March 15th down in Daytona. I was there. I've been down there a couple times. It's noisy, a lot of Harleys, all kinds of activities, parties, loud music, you name it. But it's interesting. Back to you, Jerry.
Okay, KB3OXJ, W3GHO, I got the question answered when the bike week is. March 6th, down in the middle of the
have a lot of excitement down there when
they go about 24 hours a day, I understand.
And then there's the race and all the other goings on.
But the warm weather and the sunshine, I think that would be quite attractive after
this cold and wet
stuff and the snow that we have. And we'll get rid of a lot of it today with this warm weather and rain. It's sitting right at 35 degrees here at this location.
2 hour delay on the schools, well, we have that here too. Not today, but we've had days that way. Last Thursday was that way. And what they do is the senior center closes up if there's a 2 hour delay. We don't get any lunch that day, so we have to eat at home. So we have to watch the notices there to see what's going on. All right, set off the phone.
Well, I don't answer the phone when I'm on the air either.
But it rings and rings and rings because the telemarketers just don't give up. And I got myself on the no-call list, and they still keep calling. And breaking the law, I guess, or they don't seem to care, whatever the reason is. I don't answer it. And when I am off the air, well, I have to look at the ID and see what's going on. But having that switch, that's a good idea. I guess it doesn't turn off your internet. It just turns off the phone, so you don't have to put up with that. And okay, on the watching the grandkids after they get off the bus, that keeps you close with them that way, and that's a good thing. All right, one other question there, Paul. Are you running the 7300 today or one of the other rigs, over?
This is KB3OXJ. I'm running the 7300, and I'm running a little amplifier here, an Elcraft, a KPA500, just a little solid-state amp. It's putting out about 400 watts. I run about 25 watts into it. Over.
Okay, thank you. That's a good signal. I know sometimes you have that one that you run by the computer.
The name of it now. And that always sounds good, too. But the 7300 was the amplifier afterburner I told him I like to call, so it's doing a good job. And okay, thanks, Paul. We'll be back to you in the 73 round. Paul was checking number 14 and the tail feathers. Let's see if we have anybody else that would like to take those tail feathers away and become part of the 10th of February Old Buzzers Nest. Come now, over.
WA3GM, Whiskey Alpha 3, good morning.
Whiskey Alpha 3, Golf Mike, good morning. And I can say good morning to you. I will give you instant service. Go ahead, over.
All right, very good. Good morning to you, and good morning to all of the old buzzers this morning. And we're down here in Cocoa Beach, Florida, about 72 degrees at the current moment. We're going to get up a little bit higher today, but probably not too much more than that. Sun's out. Looks like it's going to be a fairly good day today. So we'll have to pick whether we're going to the pool or going to the beach. So, but we're operating actually remote from here in Cocoa Beach back to the house in Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia. So not much else this morning. Just thought I would check in this morning and say hello. So back to you. This is WA3GM.
WA3GM, W3GHO. I was thinking that was a mighty fine signal from Cocoa Beach, Florida, on 75 meters this time of day. But you explained it that you're operating remote from the shack there in Philadelphia, so that makes a difference. But I'll take that 72 degrees. I think we get rid of the snow in a big hurry.
If it was 72 and sunshine here, enjoy the beach and the pool and the activities down there
in the sunny south at Cocoa Beach. That's great. Thank you for checking in today. And if you're going to be around a little bit later, I'll be back on the 73 round. We'll give you another call. Okay, anybody else like to join the net? This would be a good time, over. This is W3GHO. My name is Jerry. I'm located in northwest Pennsylvania, Erie County, the city of Corry, where we have 8 inches of snow on the ground. But it is disappearing with the rain beat down on it here, so I think we'll get rid of some more of it today. We did have 11 inches yesterday before the rain started. All right, we'll do the 73 rounds. Back up to the top of the list. KDQ-EMQ, you're number one on the list. You got to hear all those comments, and I'm sure that you have some more to say there on the 73 round. Tom, go ahead.
Okie dokie. No, I don't have a whole lot to add. Tell you the truth, it's still 37. It's still raining, about the same as it was. I did want to comment on the beams. I don't want a big two-element beam. They're too pinpointy. I've been looking at the patterns they throw out, and five elements is the biggest. I'm in a gully, surrounded by mountains on three sides. I got one little space in between where the Pennsylvania mountain ends and the New York mountain begins. And that's southeast of me. And that's the only place I can get out anyway. So I'm not even going to put a rotor up. I'm going to point it right there southeast. And as fate would have it, the other guys that most of the guys I talk to are southeast of me. So if I have a wide enough pattern coming off the beam, I won't have to turn it. I'll be aimed right at them. And that's what I'm striving for. I make a big 10-act play with the big beams and stuff. I played, my buddy's got a, what is it, 14 or 15? It's enormous, vertical and horizontal. For 2 meter, it's enormous. And I've watched him, and that's pinpointy. A few degrees off somebody is, and you'll see him low. You turn it, and you watch him go up. But I'm not looking for that. I'm just looking to get to them guys without a repeater. And they're the same way. Four or five element beams, we all agreed, would do the trick. I'm just going to put it on a pipe and aim it, like I said, in one direction. Nobody behind me or alongside me anyway. And even if there was, they wouldn't hear me. The mountain's right there, all around me. So it's a miracle I get out on HF. I guess it's because it's horizontal. It's coming down instead of your FM. We'll be talking FM vertical. So anyway, I don't know what I'm going to do today. I doubt like heck I'm going to take my walk. It's still raining. Unless the rain stops, then I'll go out. It's not that cold. 37 degrees isn't bad at all, and there's no wind, little breeze, I think. I'm seeing 3 miles an hour here on the weather station, so maybe I'll do some cleaning. I got to get ready. I got to go to doctor's tomorrow. I got to ask her. She's my regular doctor. I got to ask her if there's any urologist right around here, right in this area. Mine moved. He was out of Middletown to begin with, and he's not from the port anymore. So I got to find to cancel that appointment. I couldn't find any on the internet. So she's with a medical, Bon Secours Medical Group, that's out of port. They have a hospital in that. So I'm sure they got a urologist hanging around there. I'll ask her to recommend one. Oh, let's see. What else? That's it. We'll say 73s to everybody. Been a real good net. Oh, I've been meaning to go down to Florida. My sister lives about 15 minutes from Daytona Racetrack. And they have a house down there. They also have a house up here in Pennsylvania, but they have a house down there. She's been bugging me to come down for ages. Big house. She says you can have your own room, stay as long as you want, and this and that. I don't care for the South. But I did want to go. One of these years, I'm going to surprise her. And when they have the, what is it, Daytona 500, I'm going to go down. And I'll have her get me tickets. And I'll watch the race. They collect motorcycles, her and her husband, Harley. And they're big on the motorcycle. They got, I don't know how many of them down there. She doesn't let any grass grow under her feet, let's put it that way. But one of these years, this time of the year, I'm going to be down in Florida. And I'm going to see the Daytona 500. I always wanted to. That's the first race of the season there. or it used to be anyway, and I'd love to see it. I'd love to go to the track and see it. Anyway, 73s to everybody. Everybody have a real good day despite the weather, and we'll look forward to catching everybody tomorrow morning. Same bat time, same bat channel. KD2EMQ, back to net.
All right, KD2EMQ, W3GHO. Well, tomorrow is Roy's turn to be net control, and I'm sure he'll be there holding for us and taking care of the check-ins. And, okay, and the offer to go to down there 15 minutes from the racetrack, wow. I think I'd probably be taking her up on that. Even if you don't like the south, you'll probably get away from the cold weather for a while. And that race is coming up. We're looking at the calendar, 16th, February 16th. And they have a big party over here at the American Legion. They have a lot of donated food and get together. I usually go over in the afternoon for a while for that. And that's a big deal here in this area. They have door prizes and they make something out of it. If it gets rained out, they still have the party anyway. Because most of them have to go to work the next day on a Monday if they do a rain delay and have the race a day late. But I guess you go down there and pay $200 for a ticket, why, you're going to stick around and watch it as much as you can and not have to go home too quick. Okay, on the beam, well, you got that gap in the mountain there, and you just have one way to turn it, so I guess you don't need a rotor. Just set it up and point it in the right direction, and you could work simplex instead of going through the repeaters. So, sound like you got a plan there, Tom. We'll look for you later on the week here. I think you're pretty regular. You'll be in every day, so we'll talk to you then, too. All right, Dave, we're back to you, W3AMC, the Nose Quigley guy, for 73 round, over. Anyway, and it's a good thing to see. I drove out on the beach before they charged you to do it. Now, as I understand it, they charge you admission to go out on the public beach and park your car or motorcycle and enjoy the sunshine and the sand and so forth. But that sand is hard enough to drive out on it. Most of the sand around here, you wouldn't drive out on it. You'd sink in and you have to dig your vehicle out of it there. Almost like driving in the snow. All right, glad you stuck around, Dave. Have a good day and enjoy the rain and all your activity there.
Next on the list, N3CRP, W3GHO, back to you, 73 round, over.
All right, very good. N3CRP here. Yeah, when Tom was talking about beams, brought back a memory, I thought of a beam from 440. It was a 20-element 440 beam, and it came out absolutely perfect. It was kind of neat. I made a fixture for the drill press so that all the elements were perfectly in line and level with each other. And I got a little bit disinterested in 440, so I sold it at one of our club auctions. But it really was a neat beam. I forget how long that thing was. It was a big sucker. But it was fun putting together. And let's see what else. Yeah, not much on the hook today. I decided to pick a program for the club. It's called Neutral Density Filters. Now, you guys in photography probably know what that is. It reduces the amount of light coming into your camera, which means you need a longer exposure. And what people do with this lens is they like the clouds will be a little more fluffy, water will look a little more silky. If it's running, anything that's moving, it gets that distorted look. It's kind of neat. So that's what we're going to talk about, all kinds of neutral density filters. So we're going to talk about that. That'd be kind of neat. I think even those that don't have, like the iPhones, I don't think they can do that. I think they'll be pretty interested in that. So we'll see that. Anyway, we'll say 73s. Everybody have a great day. Stay cool, stay dry, and we'll see you tomorrow. This is N3CRP.
All right, N3CRP, W3GHO. A lot of tricks to the trade there, Joe. And I guess you know a lot up in there with the filters and things that you can use. I remember the first little box camera that I had was a gift from someone for my high school graduation. And I wanted to take a exposure at night. There was a switch I would raise up, and it would delay the opening of the lens by a few seconds longer, and I could take a picture in the dark. And that was real amazing to me that I could do that. And I still have that old Brownie camera here somewhere, but I've graduated to the digital like everybody else and don't use film anymore. I think they still develop at different places, but you got to be particular where you send it. On the beam, wow, that was a lot of elements for 440. Yeah, that's, as Tom talked about it being sharp, and have to turn it exactly where you want to go. I would think it was that many elements. You really have to know your compass settings to point it to where you wanted to communicate with. But I guess somebody got some good out of it anyway there, Joe. Thank you for being there. Thanks for sticking around for the 73 rounds. Next on the list, W2DAR. Mr. President, good morning again, Ron. Over.
Okay, very good, Jerry. Looks like you got a good group of check-ins today. And that's a good thing. And always good to hear a large amount of comments. Very interesting. Well, thank you for sitting in the chair today. We'll get the day underway. And I also have the key card net from 12 to 1 today. So it's a radio day for half of the day. Thanks again, everybody. Stay warm, stay dry. W2DAR, happy day to all.
All right, W2DAR, W3GHO, good signal as usual. And I guess not going to be a day in the pool for you with a radio day net control on the eCars net at high noon. And good luck. Hope you get lots of contact there on eCars. I don't think you have any problem with the signal that you put out. Every time you stand by, you got a half a dozen stations calling you there. And I usually get snowed under when I get to end up in the pileup. All right, have a good day, Ron. And I'm glad you stuck around today. Next on the list in W2CU, Doug, he's down in Franklin. Have you got any other comments for us there, Doug? Over.
Well, we're still here, and we had to switch radios. We're on kind of managed power, and they decided to shut the station off for a couple hours to save on their peak energy. So we moved over to a radio that's not managed, and enjoyed the net, and we're going to tear into the refrigerator and see what's blocking the defrost pan drain line. I hope it doesn't get into anything more than just taking the bag off. If it's more than that, the stuff inside, then gee, you have to take the whole dang freezer section apart. I did that once to replace the fan. It's a big job. Hey, still 39 degrees, and thanks for sitting in the big chair. WTCU, back to you.
All right, W2CU, W3GHL. Yeah, good luck with that drain problem there.
If you have an air compressor and you can't find anything else, you can always squirt a little 40-pound air up in there and break it loose. You can't be frozen.
But it's above freezing, so you can't blame it on that. So there's something that's plugging it up there, so I hope that all works out for you. Thanks for sticking around. Have a good day otherwise, and we'll talk to you again soon. Next on the 73 round, WA1, Mike, Delta, Delta. John, is it still 38 degrees at your location? Over. WA1, Mike, Delta, Delta. This is W3THL. You with us, John? Over.
Oh, I guess I give out my first squiggly of the day. On the list here.
All right, M3JOS.
73 around, Dick. I don't want to have to give you a squiggly, too, over.
Oh, boy. Squiggly number two.
M3AR. Let's see if you're still there, Ron, over.
Yes, still here. Jerry, and enjoying listening to the net. A lot of good comments, a lot of interesting stories. And all that good stuff. So glad I was here today. I very often miss on Mondays, but this one we were at the early service over at the church, and we were able to make the net. So take care, have a good one, and the good Lord willing, I'll be on here on tomorrow. And 3AR.
Okay, Ron. And that early service must be real early. Or you didn't stop for breakfast
on the way back like you do sometimes.
And I'm glad you got the net in your schedule today. We're glad to have you on frequency from the town that doesn't exist.
You didn't say if you had a well or water supply there, but all this rain will help either one of them there. 73.
We're out in the country, Jerry.
Our schedule to be net control.
Yeah, we're out in the country, Jerry, so everything is on our own.
Okay, you got a well like we do here. Okay, thank you for that information.
All right, check in number 10, W3LQS.
We'll see if the nurse has let you get on back on the radio yet there, last over.
Negative, I guess they're keeping you busy there with doing what needs to be done.
W3JULIET ALPHA HOTEL. Bear, Chester County, 73 round, over.
Okay, very good, Jerry. Yeah, it's been a good and enjoyable listening to everybody and all the commentary this morning. And I think he was talking about the and all that. This is one I always used to love, shooting low-grain black and white, or fine-grain black and white with a dark red filter. Really makes the clouds pop. That was, you did a lot of nice stuff for that. Anyway, enough of all that. Everybody have a fantastic day. Enjoy it. And I should be back again tomorrow morning to talk with Roy. W3GHO and the old buzzers. W3JH. See ya.
All right, W3JAH, W3GHO returning. Well, I'm sure Roy will be glad to have you on his desk tomorrow. Yeah, that will be good that you get back. Sound like you and Joe in 3CRP have a lot in common. Understanding these filters and how to take good pictures of the cloud formations and make it work like you want it to be. I just point and shoot. And most of the time I have some pretty good pictures, especially family pictures. The XYL is the one that likes to do the outside stuff with the cloud formations, the leaves and the trees changing in the fall, and other photo ops that she finds as we go. Takes pictures out the window, and we have the top down on the car. She can even stand up and take a picture. Don't even have to go through the windshield, but that works out for us. Okay, glad to have you with us there today. Next on the list, Kilo Charlie 3, November, India Hotel. Dane, we're back to you. 73 round, over. Kilo Charlie 3, November India Hotel.
Dane, thank you for sticking around. We'll look forward to hearing you tomorrow when W3TKR will be in the driver's seat for the old Buzzard's Den on the Tuesday, the 11th of February. Glad you stuck around and enjoy your day, whatever activities you have there.
Next, N3, Tango Bravo.
We're back to you on the 73 round, over.
Yeah, okay, Jerry, W3GHO in the group N3TB. Not too much to add here. I have a couple chores I need to do, and I did have the TV on some yesterday and watched some of the new XFL football. Particularly, I wanted to see Matt McGoin from Penn State play. He's from up the road here, not too far away, and he had a pretty decent game. You know, some of the games looked pretty good. Well, some of them, it seemed like they were all butterfingers or nervous. They didn't know what they were doing, but yeah, I don't know how it'll go. Probably won't get like the last league they tried to start, but you'll have that. You know, people are NFL'd, and they're probably football out now, unless you're a fanatic football fan. And, you know, but in the crowds were fair, far from crowded, but fair at least. So I guess, you know, maybe 6,000-7,000 in some of the stadiums. Everybody was on the lower bleachers, nobody in the upper bleachers. So I don't know what they charge, but it'll take a while, see if it catches on. But it was interesting anyway. So, okay, won't hold it and prolong it. I got to get going and do a few things, and I'll say good morning to everybody, and I won't be around tomorrow, by the way. I'll doctors at the in the morning, so I'll be out of the house. Talk to you later, and say 73 to all. W3GOH and 3TB clear.
All right, and 3TB is W3GHO. Okay, tomorrow's doctor appointment. We have to take care of those as they come along, too. And the NXT League, I wondered what was going on. Apparently, they started a new one, like NFL and AFL. I don't know if they'll be in on the Super Bowl with a new league or not, but maybe that'll take a while. And the attendance, well, they'll have to build that up as they go along. But it's the boys of summer that's starting their spring training now in Arizona and Florida. I think that's this week. Getting all the baseball players back together and practicing up. So that's going to be taking over the sports scene instead of the football. But if they got this NXT going, as you said, as diehard football fans, they'll hang right in there with them too. So hope that all works out. Thanks for joining today, and we'll look forward to seeing you on later next. Next on the 73 round, KB3OXJ. Paul, we're back to you. Your 7300 is still turned on, and you can talk to us some more, okay?
Okay, W3GHO, KB3OXJ, think again, Jerry. I'm up Erie County. I was up in Erie on my way back from Michigan this summer. Went up, stayed at a campground not too far from Presque Isle, just kind of a short drive, and went out there and drove around the island there, Presque Isle, and checked that out. I've never been there before, and it was a pretty neat place. Didn't really do anything. Went up in the lighthouse. That was my adventure there. But it was some place I hadn't been before. And not much else going on here. It's still 35 degrees, cloudy, wet. The snow's melting, though. It's melted off the porch railing now and sliding off some of the roof on the woodshed and stuff. So warming up a little. It's supposed to get up to about 42 today. I don't know. Maybe it will, but no sunshine, that's for sure. And talk about cameras. I have several cameras. You know, I bought good ones and cheap ones, but the one I use now about all the time, last year my son there, he gave me one of his iPhones he had. He got a different one. He gave me his old one. And I use that iPhone for a camera. That thing works great. Takes good pictures, and you can take videos with it and all kinds of stuff. That thing works pretty slick, and it's small, easy to carry around. So I I'm not a professional photographer or anything. I just like to take pictures and stuff, you know, I see. But I use it out in the garage a lot, you know, if I'm working on something, I need to get a model number off a mower or something, I just take a picture of it with that iPhone and then carry it in the house. I don't have to write it down or nothing, and I have a record of it. That works pretty well. And, you know, the other smartphones, they do all, you know, they're all the same thing. I just got this one because it was free, so that was the reason I ended up with it. So, anyhow, thanks for being there, Jerry, and I'll catch up here again here on these days, and seems like I always got something going on here, so never a dull moment. So, everybody have a good day, and 73 to all the old buzzards out there, W3GHO, KB3OXJ.
All right, KB3OXJ, W3GHO, 73, Ron. Okay, Paul, you certainly price is right on that
Apple phone. And Apple phones, all the phones,
they seem to take as good pictures as an individual camera does. All you have to do is be able to get it off, plug in that cable in the bottom of the way it works with mine, and then I can transfer it right to the computer and print it, save it, send it over the line, or whatever you want to do with it.
So it's pretty handy. And if you're going to take something apart that's kind of complicated about how the belt goes back on a machine, take a picture of it first. Some of the guys take pictures of electronic equipment that are working on to talk to somebody else about it or look for a part. And if you set the part numbers and serial numbers and all that stuff that they have to have if you're ordering parts for a lawnmower, that's really handy. Glad you stuck around today. Enjoy the activity. Oh, yeah, I want to comment on your trip up Erie here. That was good. I've been up in that. I've been through that lighthouse before, and I went through the quarters where the lighthouse keeper lives, but they were charging to get up in that lighthouse, and I can't do steps that well anyway, since I had both knees replaced, so I've never been up to the top of it, but I've been outside, I took pictures, I've been in the base of it, and then there's another one called the Land, Lima Alpha November Delta Land Lighthouse, that's on the Erie side of it there. It's not on the peninsula, it's on the Erie side. That guides them in on the area where they come in between the island and the shore. And there's another one that you can go up in at certain times of the year. They'll let you go up to the top of that too. So I'm glad you came through. Hope you enjoyed the view there. 7 miles of beach that they have, and it's the most visited state park in the state of PA. And it's free. My kind of price. You can't hardly beat that, Paul. All right, keep up the good work with the 7300. Maybe we'll hear you on tomorrow when Roy will be in that control. All right, check in number 15 and the tail feathers of the net today, WA3. Paul, Mike, back to you for comments from Cocoa Beach by relay of Philadelphia. 73 round, over.
So, Jerry, yeah, very good. Thank you very much for picking me up here in the 73 round. Not a whole lot going on, just finishing up some breakfast here, and then I think we've made the decision. Thank you for taking the seat this morning. Great job. We certainly do appreciate it. And we'll show everybody tomorrow morning. 73, good morning.
Okay, WA3GM, this is W3GHO. Enjoy that time in the pool. In and get your feathers wet. Get back out and sit in the chair alongside the water and soak up the sun. Do that several times and you'll have a good day. And then you'll need a snack or two to keep your energy up, too. So enjoy. I wish I was there with you. But it'll be sunshine again in about 5 months here. In the way and seriously weather again and top down on the car and so forth. Thanks for joining today. Glad you was part of that. All right, WA3GM was number 15 check in and the tail feathers. Anybody else would like to join in that before we close it down? I'll be standing by. This is W3GHO, nothing heard. Any of these stations on frequency have anything further? Your call sign, over. guess not. Everybody's talked out. That's good.
Glad to have everybody on frequency. We had 15 check-ins, as I said, on this 10th of February, 2020. I invite you back tomorrow, not tomorrow, for another session of the Old Buzzards at 9 o'clock when W3TKR Roy is scheduled to be net control. And I'm sure he'll be happy to have all of you come back for another session. At this time, we'll return 3905 to normal amateur use. This is W3GHO, and I'm going that way.
Too is international radio doesn't sell any of those wideband filters anymore, as far as I know. Wider sideband filters for the Kenwood gear, the ASU. Well, that's discontinued. I'll tell you what, this will drive the you know what out of an amplifier.
Yeah, they got it. Very high average output.
Hello, radio. 1, 2, 3, 4. You see what I'm doing here with this thing? Wait a minute.
And a great RF processor.
I don't, I'm not in war mode.
That's a good thing.
Well, let me see something here. I can't remember how you do that. Oh, yeah.
It's like a new radio, and you can't remember how to use it, then you learn, and say, ah, this is great.
I haven't used it much. There's more war mode. Oh, well. Let's go to war mode here. Let's see what that does. Hello, radio.
That's MDS. Now you're getting there. K3CX.
W3BV, 1, 2, 3, 4.
K3XU.
I think I can probably live without that.
It brought you right up.
Yeah.
Well. Hello, radio. Yeah, there we go.
Ah, now you stay back to normal.
I don't think I need to wail on it.
Reason. The 7610 is as dirty as can be.
Well, are they sure it's the 7610,
or is it the amp that's doing it, or is it a combination with the antenna, or is it he's using?
When he switches to his alpha tube amplifier, his signal cleans up by 50%.
The old solid state amps are dirty, especially when you overdrive them.
That's correct. And I'll leave you guys with that note until I get downstairs. K2PU.
Well, my only concern is it the 7610 or is it the amp that's doing it?
Combination of both. And Mike is right on the money. It's very easy to overdrive.
Well, sounds like a little bit of operator error.
He's an excellent operator. And you ask the guys on 55 if they have any complaints about the guys that are on 50. That's all I can tell you.
trying to say, Jerry?
He's trying to say that his 3 kilohertz signal is 12 kilohertz wide.
Station, and he's got a big signal, has some serious third-order IMD.
His 3-kilowatt station is 12 kilohertz wide, right?
Yeah. Not running 3 kilowatts, but it's very wide, and I don't know why. All I know is that I have a picture of it here on my that I'd be glad to send you, Joe, if you want to see it.
Oh, I'm like 3 kilohertz radio, which is.
What about the only concern I have is what about the 7600 that might be contributing to it? I can't answer that. I'm only reporting what I'm seeing. That's all I can do.
Yeah, now, just to clarify, was it the 7610 or the 7600 he's using?
7610. He won the radio. He won the radio for turning in such an excellent contest score. So he's been using it. But he has other radios that he has played with. But I just want you to be careful what you're doing here until you get multiple reports.
Oh, I'm not about to buy one of those things anyway. That thought came and went, Chaz.
All right, I'll be downstairs in 5 minutes.
Roger, Chaz. Yeah, just remember, boys, garbage in, garbage out, and two all the way up.
Oh, yeah, that's always the case.
KV2N, good morning, 651.
Good
are you
morning.
What are you doing this early, Chris?
My son is home. And I normally don't even go to work until around 1 now. But I don't know. The wife, I think she's teaching until probably 4 o'clock. So not sure what I'm going to do. Yeah, he's been sick since, I want to say, early Sunday morning, about 3 a.m. He started vomiting and then rocketed to like 102.5 fever. And wow, it's been... You know, kids, they come down with these things, and thank God, at least to this point, I have not come down with it. KZ2.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Sorry to hear this. Wow.
Yeah.
Kids are always sick. That's normal.
Yeah, but it's a little scary these days with all that's going on, all that we hear, you know?
Yeah, well, you got to use the old trick of alternating between Motrin and Tylenol. Keep the fever down. Yeah, man, the coronavirus, you need a new vaccine.
Mike, on the water,
yeah, you're an S9, Chris.
Yeah, I can hear you, Chris. It's a bit on the low side, but that's okay.
Yeah, I got a funny noise this morning that comes and goes.
I'm warming up the air. 3 minutes.
No, you're fine. Don't worry about it. You're fine. I heard you much better that time.
Don't you worry. 8877 is great IMD.
No. The flex look good on the scope right now. I'm running 3850.
Yeah, you're clean. But you're only an S9, so I can't see that deep.
Video on it this morning on QRZ regarding the K4 presentation at Orlando Hempfest this weekend. And it looks like, it's still a few months out, I guess, but going to offer a remote capability with a tablet.
apparently, from what I gathered, I have to go back and look at it again because I just kind of skimmed through it really quickly, but they're going to often offer open source software so that it could be used like a Flex, you know, tablet. That should be pretty slick for a box radio like that.
No, I heard that was supposed to be a direct digital radio, but I heard it's not, and that kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, they've made a lot of changes even since the presentation at Dayton.
Yeah, what's the expected price tag?
I think that's 5K+, I think.
Just volume and non, 2,700. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, what was that, Mike?
I said, just buy it and on. $2,700. You won't be disappointed. There's lots of guys to help you. You get to get one of them blackface radios so you can be one of those, radical types.
Anyway, Mike, you hear me okay? KZ2N, got the amplifier on there?
Stop a few times.
Yeah, I hear you great, but you gotta get on frequency.
Whoops, my bad. All right, so I made some amazing discoveries it was late last night, but I was like, I don't really have time to mess. Do I sound over the top, over modulated, anything like that?
A tiny bit.
What's that?
A tiny bit. It might be the band, though, so don't freak out.
Looks good here, Chris.
Right, yeah, I'm just making adjustments here. Wow, that little bit. That little bit definitely makes a difference in the drive point of the radio. But looking at the chiclet here, it looks like I'm hovering right at minus 10. That's where you need to be. You need to be at minus 10.
What, the mic level?
The mic level, yeah. When you go over minus 10, it all goes out the window.
I got to be at zero.
Oh, really? Let me... If I go to zero, let's see here. If I'm going to go up a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That was a little bad. A little too strong. Let's go back to about 60. So this is approaching zero now. I don't know. Does that sound over the top? Does that sound overmodulated? KZ2N right here in downtown Port Jefferson.
Yeah, I wanted to just tell you, we're real close.
Well, now, does it sound over the top or too much audio or no?
No, it sounds good here.
Well, I never, I don't, oh boy, my voice. You know what, you don't talk. I'm sitting here just in silence. And then, you get on. Anyway, I'm home with the little guy. Actually, I went up to the body shop a little earlier to do a little work there. Trying to, it's literally around the corner. But, I never knew I could run to, close to, the zero point because, I don't know. Let me make a recording of myself here. But, the KZ2N, downtown Port Jefferson. And I always felt that it was a little too strong. I don't know. Maybe you know what it is about the recordings. You never know. We're on like this now. Now look at the pan adapter, Mike. What does the pan adapter look like?
You're pretty good. You're busting out a tiny, tiny bit. Not to worry about it.
Oh, so it's not terrible looking. All right. Because some of these stations, like you guys would talk about the 7610 with the solid state amps, man, it's absolutely outrageous.
Yeah. And you try to tell them and they freak out.
Let me make a comment. W2QEG, good morning to all.
Can you go right ahead?
You run yours close to zero for the reason you got to get more audio to get the pure signal. Am I correct?
Not necessarily.
All right, well, that's what I hear guys making comments on, the reason they got to get more audio to get the pure signal to actually, activate or whatever you may call it. But, Chris, you're fine here in Jersey. I'm just working in the shack here, guys. I'm listening on and off here, so I just wanted to come in with that. But you're still clean, Chris, and you're fine. And that's another thing, Chris, depending on their display, what gain they have on it to see where you, if you're blowing out or not. So, but you look fine, and it's okay right here. W2QEG.
Thanks, Carl. Oh, Chaz, I'm sorry. I get you guys fixed up. You sound very similar. Depending on band conditions, but you both sound good. Anyway, all right, good. I wasn't sure because the only thing that matters is if you don't really get the level correct, then it causes me to use the processor to drive the alpha, which definitely getting legal limit here in Port Jefferson.
Well, how can you get us confused? I'm the good looking one.
A little bit more now. Listening a little bit more with you. You are blowing out a little bit, and I think you're hitting a little bit too hard. With the flex, you don't want to be at the zero. You want to be in between, either minus 10 and zero, or just at 10, whatever. But, please, you're going to get Chaz upset when you tell him I sound good as a nun.
Hey, how can you get us confused? I'm the good-looking one.
I've never met either one of you. I hope to. Very soon.
Beyond that, I got to say that.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm downstairs now. K2BU.
All right, real quick, I got to get back to my little project I got going on here on the computer. But, Chris, you were a little bit heavy that time, now that I'm listening to you. To tell you the truth, and I don't know if you got up close to the mic or whatever, but you're a little bit heavy. And again, Chris, on the flex, as you well know, if you have the gain on that opened up quite a bit, everybody's going to blow out. So I usually keep that down to about 25 or 20 in that range, and the screen just looks better as far as the clarity of the screen. It's not too bright, so there you go. All right, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Rich. And let's see, Mike, and who else besides Chaz? I don't think there was anybody else in there. So, good morning. I'm going back to my project, W2QEG.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, before you go, Carl, you and I have talked about this a number of times. First of all, I'll make it very simple. It's a matter of mathematics. If you have a signal and you're 30 dB over 9, and most of these stations... may be lucky to have a third order IMD of 30 dB. So if your signal's 30 dB over 9, you're going to have third order IMD at S9. Guess what? Most of these receivers are going to see that out to the 10 kilohertz limit. And there's nothing you can do about that.
I agree, Chad. And we went over that and over that is right. But he's only 15 to 20 over here. Chris, that's what he's running here, and that's with his amp on. So there you go. And I heard that earlier, Chris, when you said it's 3,500. I think you said 3,500. Anyway, I agree, Chaz. But the fact of the matter is, he seems to be not as strong as usual between us. But he's still got a good solid audio here, but a little too much. And that's it for me. W2QEG.
I think he means 3,500 hertz.
All right, I turned it back. I'm staying right between the minus 10 and the 0. A little bit different. KZ2N. All right, thanks, guys. Always entertaining.
Yeah, Mike, I got it confused. That mic, 35 hertz?
You said this is audio.
All right, no problem. Okay, anyway, I hear you. All right, it's all good. Going back to work.
Carl's right. Minus 10 on that about minus 10 on the flex, and you're good.
Yep, that's what I try to keep it at, minus 10.
Yeah, but you get awful excited, and then you don't need a microphone.
Yeah, but changing the DX level a little bit. I don't think it changes the audio characteristics, all that much. But it drives the hell out of the amp.
Changing from normal to DX Plus changes the compression, not the gain of the microphone, the compression level, and you can hear that. And you will see that on the meter that's below the level meter. It will change.
All right, so I've changed it now, and does the audio sound different?
Well, I'd have to hear the three of them to tell you the difference, but there is going to be a difference in compression.
All right, so this is on processor normal, which I'm still driving legal limit. And now I'll put it all the way up to the DX mode, where it definitely improves the amplifier performance.
It also widens out your signal, but you sound perfectly fine for what we're doing here in the normal position.
Yeah, but he was distorted that time, right back to him.
Yep, they wind out the signal.
I'm back in the normal position, but level control, it's what, trying to get everything balanced with I'm using the balanced audio in, and I'm just starting to understand more about the level control and control, level control with level control, with the rack gear. KZ2N.
Well, I think most of the guys have already told you, Chris, you have one of the better sounding flexes in combination with the 8877 tube. And you have a tendency, to get close talk to that microphone, but you got to keep an eye on that level. And you got a big signal. I mean, there's nothing much, you got a great location in Port Jeff, and the guys hear you very well, especially on this band. So you got to be under control. What do you think, Joe?
Sounds good. I like your signal the best. What can I tell you?
Well, that's only because I'm not promoting it. I'm not saying good or bad, but adaptive predistortion is what it is. Anyway,
I think Flex is going to release something like that. I really do.
Not a chance. Not in the next 5 years.
I mean, on the survey, it was like one of the top things that people wanted.
Well, that's true. But that doesn't mean it's going to get done. That they have to redesign the radio. And they have to recall every radio. I don't think they're going to do that.
You mean they didn't have forethought?
There's another word for that, Mike.
Yeah, I know you got to put your Kreskin hat on.
And that's, I'm not saying that's a good thing, no thing, like Gary would say, but there's only so much they can do without doing a little redesigning of the radio. Could they do it? Absolutely. Could all these modern manufacturers do it? Absolutely.
I don't know if they have enough horsepower under the hood to do pure signal in these flexes.
Yeah, they do, because our good friend Alan, K2WS, and the guy who designed the coupler, Dave, AC2IQ, have absolutely done it in their radios, in their test radios. Alan isn't doing both gain and magnitude, but he has been able to come up with a breadboard and fed it into the radio to give him an extra 10 dB of third-order IMD, which is pretty cool.
That's a horse in another color, Chaz. That's an analog method. the Anon is pure digital.
Oh, correct, correct. But I'm saying it can be done. There can be some gains.
The 10 dB, is it worth it?
Obviously, they don't think it is.
When I got my 8,000, and I took it out of the box, and I looked at what the IMD suppression was, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah. You know, and Joe, just you know, like I said, it's mathematical. 30 dB is 30 dB, and if you have a big signal, I don't care what you do with it, you're going to see it.
I didn't believe the number, Chad. As with 72 dB, I used another analyzer, an instrument, to verify it.
Yeah, well, I've used the two-tone test and the noise bridge in the radio into a dummy load, and I easily see 60, which is quite impressive. But, you know, it's not for everybody. The radio is not for everybody. And that's why I recommend it to Rich. And if Rich, if you're still there, I still think one of the best performing flex radios out there is that 6500.
Oh, I agree.
And that's what Chris is running, Rich.
You got two receivers.
Yes, I did know that. Yeah, Chris is running a 6500.
He just upgraded.
Hey, Chris. Well, I think we put him all to sleep. We need Carl back on here to raise the ante. Bottom line is, it's a difficult subject to talk about, and not everybody agrees. And we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, you can't argue about radios. What else is there? I can't say, Chaz. I never owned a flex, so I try not to comment.
There are many, many things, in all fairness, Mike, on the Flex GUI that are impressive, for whatever reason, they pursue a different direction. I mean, like I've told many guys, and Chris is a perfect example. If you want to run some remote control with your radio, there's nothing better out there. If you want to run it off your iPad, or you want to run it off another laptop, there's nothing out there that'll touch it.
Yeah, right now. But as the network pipe grows, that won't be true at one point.
Yeah, but we're dealing with today's facts. I mean, take a look at Rich. He can sit out on his sun porch and play radio.
Yeah, listen, I can't give up NR2. Without that, I won't be on the air.
Yeah, you obviously have a noisy location up there around the lake.
No, I have a perpetual headache.
Okay.
I am serious. I'd be out here for 15 minutes and I'd have to go.
I assume when you use NR2, you also back the AGC gain down 10 or 15 dB?
Nah, just above the noise floor, and it's quiet enough for me.
Yeah, I find if you look at those little, the grass, the boxes, and move the slider on the AGC gain down at least two boxes, it clears up some of the artifacts on NR2.
I barely hear a difference. A lot of guys say it colors the audio, but it's mandatory here. It's well aware.
W2BU.
W3OT.
N2ZRI.
Charlie, I don't know if you heard me mention before, and this may even be old news as far as the feature is concerned, but on QRZ this morning, I looked at a video, a short one, announcing the or showing of the K4 at Orlando this weekend, and they did a quick mention of open source software that will let do the things like the Flex does, like say with an iPad. For remote operation. I don't know, maybe that's even announced before. I don't know, but it's the first time that I came across it.
Yeah, you know, I got on last night, Rich, with the guys from Florida that all went to the show, and a lot of them had a chance to look at the radios, and I think they were impressed with what they saw, although I don't think they had a live feed on the K4, but the Flex booth, which is always impressive, was hooked up remote to a couple of the guys, you know, so that you could actually listen on their stations, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's always impressive. They certainly can't get any antennas there to do anything significant.
Yeah, not to mention that the noise level must be horrendous in there.
Oh,
remember,
yeah,
I remember trying to work a 2-meter simplex at Dayton? Holy cow.
That's because the HTs don't have pre-selectors like they used to.
You put an HT in your back pocket, you better just turn it off.
Nah, I got an old 32. It's pretty good.
Anyway, Joe, I don't know. I can't answer your question. I'm just telling you what Eric's experience has been, and so he's dedicated to 7610 to CW, and as a matter of fact, unfortunately, he only had his 1.5 SPE for about a week before it blew up. So it's back at the factory, he's not happy with what the results either, so he's using another combination with he's got 8 or 10 amplifiers because he runs a multi-multi. But remember this, you know, he's got a big signal on 160, and the guys are going to hear him spread out. There's not much he can do about it.
Well, I'm not about to have a big signal here, so I'm not concerned.
I didn't know we could do spread spectrum on HF.
Not intentionally, I don't think.
See, we should be going the other way. I laughed, Chaz. These guys with 3 kilohertz signals come and scream at me because I'm 4K, but when you look at them, they're 12K.
Yeah, well, we also talked about this before. Having a pan adapter and a waterfall is both a blessing and a curse.
You see it all?
Yeah, we never worried about it 5 years ago, right?
Been a while. A lot of us have been looking at that IF and everything. I was reading somewhere, I forget where, that the K4 is not a real direct digital radio.
One receiver is, and the other one the secondary can be, or there's another option for an analog receiver, as far as I understand.
anticipated price for the K4?
I think the basic radio is about 4K, and you can go all the way up to 6.
Yeah, that's what I kind of remembered from a ways back, but I wasn't sure what's more accurate today. If there is any accuracy, it's all speculation, I guess, until now.
Activity last night down on the other one, Charlie?
No, Chris, I didn't listen because I was interested in hearing what the guys from Florida had to say about the show.
The show? What show?
Oh, the Orlando Hamcation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, was that on a different frequency?
They have a group of guys, they call themselves the Chicken Cluckers. They're up on 3755 from 11 o'clock until the end of time.
Oh, okay, very good. Very good, I didn't realize that. So what? I guess, I got pictures from Florida from some of the guys that we talk with from time to time, and it looked like it was pretty good.
The guy said that the weather cooperated. It was a little windy and a little cool, but there was a good turnout. And these guys get together almost every night, and evidently they also have, I wouldn't call it a campfire, but a barbecue on Friday night. I think they probably had 20 or 30 guys there. So they have a good time.
Oh, I wish I was there. They're at Disney World right now. I'm seeing pictures in the text group, of all the experiences at Disney, and I always have a good time there. I've only been there once, but it was great.
Rich, have you been to Orlando? I've been there once, too, 2015.
Yeah, I was there, I'm going to say 8 or 9 years ago was the one and only time. In fact, I... kind of thinking about maybe making plans to go next year because we had a great time. Went with another ham buddy of mine and our wives and the girls. They did their thing shopping and we spent 2 days at the ham fest. It was incredible.
Yeah, great. How about you, Joe? Have you ever been to the show?
No, I came close down in Florida, but my plans had changed, and my trips down there don't always coincide with the Florida Ham Fest, and I'd love to go to that one, but they don't always coincide. And one time it did, something happened, and I couldn't go. So, what are you going to do?
Well, if you listen around the next couple of days, you'll hear a bunch of guys talking about it. I'm sure everybody had a good time. I don't think there was anything new or exciting, but kind of cool that you can get to talk to the manufacturers.
Oh, sure it is. It must be great. The only thing is you got to plan a hotel room real far in advance for that thing.
It's funny you should say that. But I talked to Jim last night, KX2T, and he called two days before the show and got a room within 5 minutes away.
Okay, and what did he pay for it?
Oh, I have no idea, but you can catch him on that frequency around 11 o'clock, right?
Yeah, which frequency?
3755.
Haven't talked to Jim in a long time. Actually, since he moved down there, I hope he's doing okay.
Sounds like he's having a good time down there.
Yeah, I got my place down there, and if it were not for the Boca Raton Amateur Radio Club, I'd be really bored down there now. Things have changed. It's very crowded.
And Chris, you didn't send me a quick email so that I could send you some pictures of the boat.
Hey, better be careful. The peninsula may tip.
I'll get it done.
Yeah, my call at Comcast.net. Just send me a text message or something. I'll send you a couple pictures.
I'll do that right now.
The bugs are awful big down in Florida, Mike.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I bet they are, and they fly, too.
And they bite.
They're even bigger than the New Jersey bird. Do you know what the New Jersey bird is this year?
Oh, I don't know. Where I live, it's a falcon.
No, where I live, it's a mosquito.
All right, where's the picture?
I'm calling. I just got the message. Give me a chance.
So I'm home. The little guy. We're gonna make something. He said he wants French toast. So I'm going to have to go rig that up. I'm pretty sure I'm not some chef or anything. I'm pretty sure we have some frozen stuff that you heat up and, you know, put a little syrup on it there. And, he's not feeling good, but Dean's starting to get hungry. So I'll go take care of that business, and I'll be back. Give me about 20 minutes if everyone's still there. If not, KZ2N says I'll see you in the afternoon time.
I'll be there. Put some powdered sugar on it for.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Chris.
Is that Rich? Oh, Rich, wow. Rich, you're not running an amp, are you?
Not at the moment. Do I need for you to hear me?
Oh, man. You definitely need the amp.
Okay, maybe this is more gooder.
Yep. The biggest station gets noticed, and it doesn't really matter what you say. I guess the more controversial, the more it gets noticed, Rich.
Yeah. But also, this band starts to taper off this time of the morning, too. So an hour and a half ago, it was really strong with little or no power, and now the noise is creeping in and so on. But anyway, it's on now, so that's about 500 watts.
All right, much better, much better. All right, yeah, let me go see what he needs. And he's a good kid. He's actually much recovered. He had a tough day yesterday, keeping the fever down and stuff like that. But he's only at a 99 right now, so I think he's on the tail end, and hopefully he'll be back in back in school tomorrow. But right now the wife is teaching, and even if I wanted to bring him to some sort of daycare, which we don't normally do, hey, I'm a Mr. Mom here. I take care of him, and he likes that. So, you know, it's better to have home care.
And they bounce back quick too.
You got that right, Chris. Let me get a refill, gents. It's 12 a.m.
Speaking of which, I can use a little more coffee, too. M2ZRI, be right back.
Yeah, I just snuck away a couple of minutes ago and refilled my cup, but I got to get back and get breakfast shortly. It's almost time for lunch.
All right. Okie dokie. Before you guys go,
Rich, and whoever else want to make a comment, please do. W22EG here, and I'm just making a little test. I'm ripping the desk apart now. I got my other tuner squared away, so I want to try to get that in line, and I'm going to have to disconnect a few cables and shift some equipment around here between the supply, two-meter amp, all kind of stuff. So just make some comments on the transmission, if everything is okay at this time. Over.
Yeah, you sound perfectly fine here, Carl. No problem at all. Nice and clean. Sound normal. All is well.
Just running barefoot. Okay, that's it from here, W2QEG.
Okay, yeah, I just found the current approximate pricing on the Elecraft site. I haven't visited this site in a long, long time. So I'm way behind in my info. But anyway, kind of pricey. Got to research all these models now and see what the difference is between them all. But anyway, yeah, I did that here it's been a couple of months ago now, Carl. I tore my desk apart, thorough house cleaning, and rearranged everything. Actually made up a bunch of extra space on the left end of my desk, which is now filled with papers and stuff. It was not the intention that I had when I relocated everything to a more convenient spot. But at any rate, that'll clean up in about 30 seconds or less. Don't know what I want to put down in the empty section. I think I'll just maybe leave it that way for a while. Don't really have anything else on the agenda to fill it in with, but it was too far of a reach. This desk is kind of long, so I have everything more conveniently placed in front of me now, so everything's pretty much at my fingertips, so that's working out much better for me, W3OT.
Yeah, okay. Well, I had the Tentec tuner. I had to reset the antenna switch in it. It was slipping a little bit, and it was one of the Allen screws that were inside on the shaft. And then I realized that there was a backing nut on the knob itself that comes through the front end of the tuner. And it's a double panel there, and very, very difficult to get in. Well, I went in there one time and didn't realize for whatever reason, I thought I tried it, and it seemed to be okay. But looking at it on an angle, I thought I had it set up to where number one was lined up with number one. Well, it wasn't. So I had to go back, take it apart, go back in and reset it again, and that's what I just did. And now I'm going to hook all my cables back to it, and then just come out of there into the auto one. But once I pull that out of line and replace the meter kit on that, that's another story. But otherwise, just making room here on the bench and getting everything organized. You know, when a storm rolls in, I don't like reaching all trying to disconnect the cable, so I got it at the very beginning of the left side of the shelves here where I can just have very easy access, Rich, to do that. So that was the other part of the reason I'm shifting things around. Matter of fact, the poor little tube, that 2 meter Tokyo, this is the first time in 10 years it's been moved. It's on the right side of the bench now, and the desk, I should say. And before it was always on the left side. So there you go. Anyway, so we'll have to try that later, too, and see if we have any problems with because once you move stuff around, you're always going to pick something up with the speakers or whatever it may be, you know, or loosen up a cable that's in the speakers or whatever. And no matter how many times you check it, all right, it's good, but you always have some feedback or something going on. So that's where we're at with that. And that's the story. Okay, I'm going to pull the plug here, and I shall return once I get all reconnected. W2QEG.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, Chad.
Did you find any food underneath the table?
No, I didn't. But what I did find last night, the guys with the one guy with the black face, Anons, was talking with Jeff and them. And the other guys, the guy that has the problem that sent it back, they don't know what the situation is. But I heard you last night. I heard you last night. But 75 was horrible, Chad. I heard you, but you were very low. Could not hear Scott. and could not hear what's his name that was in there also. No copy on him at all. And that was strange. And I heard Louis perfectly fine. Perfectly fine on 75. So there you go. But anyway, when I saw the band like that, I took off. I said, that's it. I went and watched the movie. Then when I came in later, you guys were signing. And then I heard Jeff and Gary chatting with fellas from that had the black face. You know who I'm talking about. That has the one now that's still operating.
Yep, yep. Yeah, that's exactly what we saw. When we started out on 75 meters, I could hear Louis fine, but I couldn't hear Scott. And Louis was having a terrible noise problem. So we went to 160, and we had to end up, we moved up the band. You're going to love this. We ended up all the way up at 1925, and that was clear. But Louis still had a noise problem, so it was just Scott, myself, and Dick. And I think there might have been a fourth guy come in. So we missed you, but no question about it. When we started at 8 o'clock, the band was long on 75, right?
Yeah, matter of fact, Dick was the second guy. I could not hear that. Well, the third guy, I heard you. I heard you, but between us, it would have been bad. But Scott and Dick was forget about it, you know, unfortunate. But Louis was very strong. He had a very nice signal. I got to say that. Well, fair was long. Goes to show you, you know, longer than Scott, you know, I guess, as far as for me, where I'm located. But, yeah, no, I didn't bother with 160. When I heard that, I didn't even know you guys left. I just wrapped it up, Chad, and went in and watched a couple movies with the wife while we had them on recordings, you know. So much initiative to fly through the commercials and what have you. So it's not bad. You don't mind sitting there watching a movie, then, you know, where if I got to wait for the commercials, it's like, really? I mean, so long, too, some of these commercials. But anyway, all right, let me do this switch around. And hopefully somebody's still around. If not, we'll catch up with you. I don't know if you heard my spiel. I won't go through it again, but I'm just relocating the equipment here.
Go ahead, switch it around. If I'm not here, I might be listening down below, but if anybody's going to stick around for a while, you know, it's an overcast day here. It's Monday. So I plan to play some radio. I'll be here. Go ahead, Carl, K2BU.
All right. Chad, if you hear from Louis, he's probably listening in sandbagging, but you tell him he's got to upgrade his computer, you know, so it can send out an email, a picture. So when you do talk to him again, tell him to send it to your computer. I don't know. I got an i7 here and quite a bit of gear in it. For whatever reason, I'm still not getting it. I know it has nothing to do with that. I'm just teasing him if he's listening. The picture's probably too big for him to send out even one. But I would like to see him try to send it to you and see if you receive it. Over.
Sure. I don't know what he was sending you. Maybe it was X-rated and it won't go through your computer.
Ooh. No, I doubt that. I doubt that. I don't think Louis gets into stuff like that, you know. I know you're kidding. But anyway. I was going to make a comment, but I'll leave it alone. No big deal. All right. But Luigi, if you're listening, send a picture to Chad. All right, thanks for your time.
All right.
Yeah, see you later, Carl.
Yeah, we'll be around, Carl. K2BU.
Yeah, Carl, I'll be around, too. M2ZRI. All right.
Okay, Charlie, I'm looking at the anticipated pricing of the K4 on their site. God, I haven't visited that site in a long, long time. I didn't know that there's going to be several models, different prices here to go with. But one of the big changes, they don't show it here on their site. Looks interesting. I don't have any wants to buy this radio at all. I just like to know what the heck is out there. So a little something here and there if it comes up in a conversation. But on the video that I looked at this morning, they have added changes, one of which is the split-screen dual pan adapter, Panafol setup, which looks quite nice. I'll have to see what these different models are all about. But anyway, it's going to be another couple of months, I guess, before they come out. I have to, when I come back from breakfast, which I'm going to do that right now, maybe I'll do some reading and see what I can learn about the different models that they have. But interesting. I thought that video was interesting. They show that no pictures of it on their current website with those screen changes. Anyway, that's the story. So I'm going to bid you guys a good morning, and hopefully I'll be back a bit later, too. I don't have much going on today, but I got to get something to eat now because I'm running out of steam. So I'll say 7-3 and listen up for a couple of minutes, but I'll be gone after this one. W3OT.
Okay, Rich. Well, what was interesting to me is that remember that they do gear their radios to the contesters and the DXers. Now, what I think is happening, Rich, is that one of the receivers, one of the so-called analog receivers, it's not SDR, is geared to meet the top of the Sherwood list for 2 kilohertz. You know what I'm driving at, the best performance that you can get for the close end signals. So I think, you know, they sell their stuff a la carte. They always have. So I would imagine that when you load it all the way up, you can really go crazy on the price. And personally, in my experience, I would like to see, and they may still be able to do it, because they took the time in their KPA 1500 to put the built-in coupler for adaptive pre-distortion in there. So I gotta believe that relationship with Warren Pratt, Dr. Pratt, that you might see that down the road. But I think they're having the same problem that some of the other manufacturers are having getting parts. And now with this epidemic so-called epidemic, they may be having the same parts problem that some of the other people are having getting parts for radios, guys.
Oh, yeah. They specified that in video. They're getting parts from all over the world. I'm guessing a lot of it has to do with these China trade agreements. That's hurting a lot of different types of businesses, I'm sure. So where else it may be affected by trade agreements throughout the world, I don't know. But I think they're largely dependent on the parts. Now, assembly and whatnot for everything is in California, but there's probably no parts of any kind, maybe some screws and hardware like that, but all the components themselves are coming from all over the globe.
I think you're absolutely right, and there's a lot to this radio. They were going to break it out in the fall. That got pushed back to December. December got pushed back to the first quarter of this year. Now, the only guys, I occasionally get a chance to talk to Eric and Wayne, the two owners, because of my situation here with the KPA 1500s. And I spoke with one of the girls on Friday, as a matter of fact. And she said the only people that there are radios out in the field, they are beta testers. But it is a parts problem right now, and so things are being pushed back to around Dayton time, which, as you know, is probably the best time of the year for breakout, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I didn't realize it was that far behind in being out. So, yeah, that's definitely hurting business, because I know once it gets on the street, there's those dedicated bots that will have to have one. And they could be pushing a lot more out the door than they are. But when you can't get parts, well, definitely not a good thing. So hopefully that'll change one of these fine days and get things cranking again. But anyway, I'm going to come back and look at that video again, because, like I said earlier, I ran through that pretty quickly. And it's not a long video, but I picked up a lot of information I had no idea about. But then again, I haven't been following that. But some of the new changes did catch my eye. So I'm going to go take a closer look at that when I come back in a little bit. And I know you're up on these things a lot, Charlie. Now, whether there's anything new in there that you haven't even heard about, you might want to take a peek at that just in case. But that's definitely what I'm going to do in a little while. So, again, bid you guys 7-3, and hopefully talk to you later on. W3OT.
Fair enough, man. Maybe we'll catch you this afternoon. I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee and my normal half a banana and nuts from Trader Joe's. So I'll be back. W3OT is a group, K2BU.
And 2ZRI. I'll be in the sitting box, not standing box, sitting.
Yeah, sometimes you feel like a nut.
Yeah, man. I'll be back, Mike, if you're around.
Yeah, Roger, Chaz.
I'm not going anywhere.
KZ2N.
Did you look at your email?
No, not yet. I just got back down here.
Yeah, he was in a hurry. Now he's not looking.
No, I'll be back. I got to go get this breakfast. And they're big pictures. I'm sorry about the size. So hopefully your computer will handle them. K2BU. I'll be back.
Yeah, that's the downside of too much resolution. Computers aren't catching up. Or the internet's not catching up. Or the provider's not catching up.
Yeah, you're screwing us over. There's a lot more bandwidth.
So I got the first picture. You know, it's exactly what I thought it was, Chaz. That's incredible. That's all I can say. All of that, the family. You know what? I would have traveled far and wide to enjoy family time with equipment like that, and certainly the place is incredible up there where you were at. So. Well, I guess you got good memories. KZ2N.
Yeah, it was a bit of a double, Chris. I'll be back in one section, 208. I'm not a whole heck of a lot, bud.
No, what do you got going on today?
Not a whole heck of a lot.
I think I doubled.
Is that RGW?
No, it's Joe.
I
said I was gonna just check an email over here.
Oh, okay, Joe. Very good. Yeah, Chris has been back. RGW up there in New Hampshire now, from a former New Jerseyan. Got a little bit of AM coming through. I thought, you know what, with all the software-defined radio and we listen to it, you hear people talking about it, but until you see it for your own eyes, and I think that's what SDR has done, is you can actually see some sort of a translation. You know, with the pan adapters now, with this SDR equipment, and it's brought new knowledge. I mean, I feel like I'm a lot. I understand the way radio and frequency and you know all the different modes, AM, sideband, whether it be lower and upper, and FM. You know what? That's why I want to get my Flex working on 2 meters, so I can have a more visual effect of what FM does, and you know what's all its characteristics when you look at it. But not there yet, but I'm getting there. KZ2N.
Yeah, Chris, there's somebody below us, and now somebody above us on AM.
Yeah, you wiggle side to side instead of up and down, Chris.
Wait, what was that, Mike?
I said you wiggle side to side instead of up and down.
Oh, on FM.
Roger.
I gotta see that, Mike.
We'll press FM and talk.
Yeah, I guess we could do that.
W2QEG, making a quick test here on frequency with you fellas. Are you going to make any comments if there's anything coming out besides clean audio? Over.
It's good, Carl.
Sounds right, but you're here. Very light here in Port Jefferson.
Sounds fine here.
Okay, appreciate it. I'm going to knock the take the tuner off. Hold on. Okay, I'm going direct now. Anything else coming in? About a 1.5 SWR, which is nothing, but just curious on this transmission. Over.
Yeah, it's about 16 dB return loss. Sound fine.
Okie dokie, very good. Back to the job here, the work, W2QEG.
Guys, see that nano VNA?
No, what's that?
It's a little $60 vector network analyzer. 300 meg, and some of them go to 1.5 gigs.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on the internet. One of the guys was telling me about it, and I checked it on the internet there. Just took a quick look at it. Very nice.
Yeah, I can't believe we can buy today for $60.
Yeah, it looks nice. It does a lot of things. I use the Comet analyzer, and that's okay for me.
Yeah, there's a lot more information on that thing, though. It's a real DNA.
up here?
Yeah, your PIPIC's a lot stronger than your average power.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's see what happens here. Speak English, Mike, okay? Speak English. What was stronger than the average power, Mike? Go ahead.
Your single tone.
I don't understand that. Your single what?
When you tuned up using a single tone, it was very strong.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I'm only tuning with 50 watts here, drive, and I'm only getting out at 500. Nothing beyond 500. 45 watts drive, I'm sorry. And it gets about 500 out. But I'm more concerned about the cleanness of the signal. That's all audio-wise. No RF, no artifacts, because when I move stuff around this bench here, believe me, I always seem to have something going on. And sometimes it's just in the shack here, feedback. You know what? I'm going to make a little recording as I say that. Let's do that. Make a little recording, and if Joe's here, he'll make a comment also, or Chris, or whoever else is in the background. So there you go, Mike, and thanks for the report. W2QEG.
You got to take that high-power RF line and don't run it parallel to it.
Hey,